Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome everybody to the Smash Factor. Week one of the 2021-2022 PGA season. The Fortinet Championship. It is not the Fortnite Championship, as people on Slack kind of second guess that yesterday, and I'm sure many would when you see that. Formerly known as the Safeway Open, we got all of 1 week off of golf before we are right back at it with a interesting field, to say the least. Definitely have some thoughts and opinions on how this, what used to be quote unquote the fall swing. We have established that in recent years, guys. Not as much here in the fall, but certainly picked some spots in the fall and then earlier into the spring, want to get their points and FedEx points. And I know how much it means. And they just come off of, you know, maybe making it far or not far, or reevaluating their schedule and going, hey, where can I, you know, pick the best spots to give me the best chances at getting stuff like President Cup points, Ryder Cup points, you know, FedEx Cup points, which is, you know, massive for them with 15 million on the line. We have about, we got the Fortinet Championship, the Ryder Cup next week, which based on President's Cup and then even the Solheim Cup, I think DK will have something. To what extent and how much we cover it, I will let you know once we kind of see the format. I sent my guy a message, see what we think it'll be. I'm assuming it'll be some kind of Captain Showdown type deal or Showdown deal, most likely a Captain Showdown thing. We'll get some stuff out there for sure. We're back full at it. Then we get the Sanderson's Farm, the Shriners, the CJ Cup. It's still in Vegas this year. The Zozo Championships back over in Japan, Bermuda Championship, which I believe that one is one of the joint events that we talked about that they're doing with the Euro now. We get the Mayakoba, which is newly named Worldwide Technology Championship, the Houston Open, and then the RSM Classic. And that'll take us to November 18th through November 21st. That pretty much will give us our first big, or really the only big break in golf we get. Hero World Challenge, they may have a few things. We'll be knee-deep getting ready for college football playoffs, NFL playoffs, stuff like that. The QBE shootout, don't ever really cover that. So, you know, if they do something for the Hero, I think there's 20 guys. I may throw some stuff out there, maybe do a quick pod. But basically, the RSM ends the 21st. That's the last full field event. And then we take a break till January 6th, which is where we'll fire out the big part of the season with the Century Tournament of Champions and the Sony Open over in Hawaii. So just kind of, you know, the schedule there. Most of my content will remain the same. I discussed that previously. E9s will be dependent on, you know, the interest that week, what we got going on. For the most part, I'll probably just answer questions in the GC Warrior Room or on Twitter if you got them. Most people will tag me in there, but a lot of people move their focus over to NFL and certainly college football this time of year. One more week of NASCAR this week. Ryan's been killing it. I think this is last week. Maybe there's two more. But I know they're in the playoffs. He had a great week last week. So we got a lot going on, a lot of green screens lately in those sports, NFL, we'll get rolling on that this week. A lot of good stuff. This is one of my favorite weeks for NFL, not only betting, but DFS, cause you get the overreaction crowd. But here we're here to focus on the PGA, obviously no recap of last week golf. Patrick Cantlay won the, FedEx Cup. Congrats to him. He also won Player of the Year. Our boy Willie Z took Rookie of the Year, the ones, I believe both those are voted on by the players. I know the Patrick Cantlay one was, and a little bit of skirmishes on Twitter saying John Rahm should have got it. I mean, the players are voting on it, so it is what it is. I'm not really worried about it. I could see it, though, because you have to feel like a big qualifier there would be winning a major. But it seems like lately they put a lot of stock into winning the FedEx Cup Championship. At least the players are, for the most part. Coming to you Tuesday morning, I did get some messages this morning asking if I've moved this to Tuesdays. No, my plan will still be to do Smash Factor on Mondays, and I'll do Cup with Gup Tuesday morning like I was doing. Mama Gup has been out of town since Friday. The tropical storm pending, she's supposed to land back tonight. She is down there in the South Texas area, so I'm hoping she can get on her flight and get out of there this afternoon, and we go pick her up tonight from the airport. So today this will be coming out mid-morning or so this morning, and then I'll do a couple with, I'm being a guest on another pod today, and then I will with Travis Fulton, and then I will do Cup with Cup later on this afternoon, like I've been doing recently. We'll go into some deep dive thoughts on golf, power rankings for NFL, waiver wire, stuff like that. Fun week for NFL, I believe. Right now, use the code SMASH and get 15% off any package. That includes a 7-day free trial. Our week one data is starting to roll into the tools, so we'll be fine-tuning those. A lot of good feedback on that. Presentation-wise, there's not a lot. I mean, you could look at all the 2020 stuff, and there was some correlation stuff you could gather from it, but when we get some real data from this year, these teams, these coaches, that definitely makes it roll out better. The Green Machine looks amazing. We continue to tweak and update it. Lineup Optimizer, so come give us a tryout. Smash gets you 15% off. It includes a 7-day risk-free trial. If you want to get some GC gear, if you're a current member, I'm going to drop a special in the GC Warrior Room Slack today for you guys this week. I want to move some gear out of here so we can get some fresh gear in inventory for you guys in the store. If you're not a member, you can use SMASH20 and you get 20% off any purchase in the GC store. We've got a few HP3 certs left. They're almost out. As soon as they are done, I will cut that foundation a check for all the profits. And then our combo, traditional combo black and green hat and shirt are up in there as well. Monkey Knife Fight. Use the code GUPS, G-U-P-S, for up to 100% match of up to $100. So you put $100 in, you get 100, put 20 in, you get 20. I will have my favorite PGA Monkey Knife Fight props on the Wednesday Cup with GUP. There is also now college football player props. And if you know Bobby Berger and the college football GC Warrior Room Slack channel, we will have that covered for sure. That'll be fun to have that. I think they're one of the first to actually go into that college football player prop deal. So I'm looking forward to that. Take a look at Bobby's pod. He may drop a prop or two on there. A Monkey Knife Fight. I think we can make some money on that. And then lastly, Underdog. Use the code GUP for $10 free cash with any $10 deposit. They have some fun player prop types. So a little different than Monkey Knife Fight, that you know, you can take four or five different ones, parlay them, kind of select your own, whereas, you know, Monkey Knife Fight obviously gives you the combinations. Like both of them, use both of them. It looks like they're gonna have some NBA best balls coming soon. I saw some chatter in Slack about that. Tons of group talk about the NFL one as that was going on. So I'm sure we'll get some good ideas there in the GC Warrior Room Slack. So use the code GUP. You get $10 free with any $10 deposit. As always, rating reviews on iTunes goes a long way. I will be doing some giveaways later on this week. I'll probably do it Wednesday, probably Thursday or Friday's Cup with GUP. And I'm going to take the last basically week and a half of everybody that's rating review us on iTunes. Well, rating review goes all the way back, but subscribe and like to us on YouTube. All the comments you guys have left, I will gather all those and pick, you know, based on how many we had, pick some good winners to give away. So you can get into that still. Subscribe to us and like this video and tell me in the 9K range who you want to play. We'll talk about the 10K range a little more in depth, but I want to see if there's any real love in the 9K range this week. Leave that in the comment. That'll get you into those free drawings. I do. Like I said, this is normally the Safeway Open, renamed the Fortinet Championship at Silverado Country Club in Napa, California. Par 72, 7100, 7200-ish. It's not the toughest by no means. And I wouldn't say super easy. Last year played a little bit easier. I think we had less wins, which is a kind of a big factor here to keep the scores down just a hair. But you're still, no matter what, I think you're going to be anywhere from 15 to 20 under. So scoreable, one of the easier ones on the tour year in and year out. Johnny Miller, when he did the redo, definitely wants to make it tougher on the players, but it just hadn't played extremely tough at times. And mainly, I think it really comes down to the wind when we do see some of the lower scores. But minimum, you're probably going to see 15 under win this thing. Four par threes, four par fives. All the par fives are pretty gettable this week. It's a bent poa mix. I would say, looking in the past years and all the comments and even my notes, you know, you continuously see quotes to the effect of some of the smoothest rolling poa, which when you have that bent mix in, more of a bent-like feel. They still will have that poa and grow up a little bit in the afternoons. But when I'm looking at the putting stats, I know most some people don't. I'm going to focus on how people putt on bent, because everything I've read is these roll more true like that. And so, and poa is such a unique surface. I don't want to get crossways there. I don't bring a lot of putting stats in, but that's something that I'm going to do this week. Weather looks perfect. Highs in the 70s, low 80s, no rain. Winds really don't look terrible now. We'll see how they look tomorrow for the cup with Gup. You know, if they get up, that can make it a little more challenging. It was really easy scoring conditions last year. Stewart Cink won at 21 under, beating Harry Higgs, Cam Champ 2 years ago, Kevin Tway, Brendan Still in 2017, 2016, and then Griot in 2015, which was the first year this was played at this course. So I wouldn't go back any further. I never go back that far or further than that anyways. Some runner-ups, Nah, Kazire, Finau, Snedeker, Moore, Hadwin, and as I mentioned, Harry Higgs. Cut, last year was a high cut. Again, I said it played a little easier. Probably it was minus five. I think we'll probably see it, you know, be a little closer to minus three, minus four this week. But still going to be, you have to score to get through here. I'm going to put the winner around 17 to 19 under this morning. Key stats for me, just overall ball striking, par five DK, birdie or better, good approach, scoring opportunities inside 18 feet are the main things. And I'll bring in, you know, the traditional recent form course fit and some putting blends into all of that. 23 guys have never played this course since 2016. The salary ranges are 5 in the 10K, 6 in the 9K, 11 in the 8K, 39 in the 7K, 91 in the 6K. The four Monday Q guys, the prices haven't been added to DK. That normally probably happens this morning sometime, but they'll be Suh, Ventura, Michael Kim, and McCarthy. Suh and Ventura certainly interest me just off the hop. Kim's been flashing a little bit of that. You know, we've seen so many missed cuts after he got that win at the John Deere Classic, but and then McCarthy maybe probably not much flyer-ish, but I'll add that in to the final thoughts as we get to Wednesday and we get their prices. This is the debut of a lot of rookies. We didn't get this last year. I'm going to be interested to hear. I don't know who all is covering quote unquote fall swing as far as industry, you know, the industry normals. You know, and even the new guys that have come into the industry in the last year or two, I started putting stuff out and all that in 2015, 2016, mainly focusing on the betting side and growing into the DFS side. So, you know, I think, what does that make this, my sixth season or seventh season, something like that. But I think, and we saw this a lot, and I've done some research and back testing on some of the ownership stuff and where the PGA industry is going, and it's something we'll focus on the fall swing as we head into the big tournaments next year. It'll be interesting to see how the fall swing does compared to the maybe the last 8 weeks of the year, where so much chalk kept coming through. You know, and I've kind of been talking about, you know, like last night, I know it's a totally different deal, it's showdown and all that, but you know, Lamar Jackson, you know, people knew he was going to be, you know, highly owned and just didn't care, right? They're like, I gotta jam him, right? He's gonna be there. And it turns out he doesn't. A rare event where I didn't play in the Millie, but some of the stuff I played in, he wasn't even in the winning lineup. You know, so that can happen, but I would still say 9 times out of 10 people are still going to put him in there because of his upside. And even, you know, Christian McCaffrey, all these guys that are high owned, people find a way to get to him. And then I think in golf, and I know it's position restrictive there in NFL, so you only have so many choices. Where here, you can put any guy in the six slots. And you got this week, I think we're going to have 156. You know, but we we see a guy's 20%, we're like, oh, he can't play him. But, you know, if he's a great play, he's a great play. And, I'm trying to change it because I've always been anti – I've been contrarian build. And – but when I go back and, like, I did a basically a back test in my last 6 weeks of my rankings, my final rankings, and the guys I liked. And basically the main thing I focused on was looking at guys that I simply didn't play because of ownership. And they all did well. I mean, not all, but – the percentage of return on those guys, not to get too technical and R squared and all that kind of stuff, was very high. So I'm like, all right, I liked a guy, or he's high on my list, high on my rankings, looks good, but come in Wednesday night, he's high owned, and I just move off of him. And it killed me a lot of times. Don't want to swing too far where it's like, oh, just play anybody, doesn't matter if they're chalk or not. I just think there's ways to be different and still get the good plays are the good plays type of deal. So I'm working on some things there for the community. This will be a little different because, you know, last year we didn't get the fall swing turnover, you know, where we get the Corn Ferry grads coming in, getting their card. So basically at the end of 2020 season, they said whoever was locked in maintained their card. So they didn't have to worry about, I think, well, as COVID hit, they said if you had your card in the 2019-2020, you weren't going to lose it 2020-2021. So a lot of these guys, it's one of the reasons I think why Willie Z didn't get to come in early and all that kind of stuff. Well, now we get a good turnover. There's ranking points. They shuffle a pretty good class. We know these younger guys are coming on tour and performing much quicker than, say, 10 years ago. So the Morikawas, the Hovlands, Willie Z, guys like that. But I also think our industry, whereas 2 or 3 years ago, if I may have said 3 or 4 Corn Ferry names, we may have played them, may not have. Now I bet a lot of the focus will be that this week. It doesn't mean we have to pivot off of them, because if they're a good play, they're a good play. And I think by and large, especially in the NFL season, we will still see some good leverage on these guys that people don't know. But I do think some key ones will be repeated on pods. And so we'll keep an eye on that as we go to tomorrow. And I'm going a little bit of the strategy side, but you know, we don't have a lot of the review stuff and all that from last week. No one and done's this week, anything like that. So we'll still keep it pretty short today. There's 28 rookies that's in. There was 50 guys that came in, 25 that was leading the season long, and then 25 from the end of the championship for the Corn Ferry. 28 rookies out of that. Some names that I've just, and some are in this field, some aren't, maybe all of them are, I didn't double check that, but some key names to me: Brandon Wu, Chad Ramey, Austin Smotherman, Taylor Pendrith, Taylor Moore, The Golly, we've been on him already. Some of these guys we've been able to play: Aaron Rye, Lucas Herbert, Kirk Kitayama, and Lipsky. Those are 4 Euro guys who've won on the Euro that all get their cards. Grayson Sigg is going to be a popular name. Josh Krill. I think I said Taylor Moore. So those are some of them. Each week we'll gain more knowledge on them. We'll talk about them. But I do think industry wide there'll be some key ones that people pick up on, and we have to decide: do we want to see them prove it? Do we want to say, we'll talk about it, but will you go click it? I think at MMEs they'll probably get some popular. When you get down to putting some of these guys that have never played on the tour or very little, do you put them in a 1-3 max type deal? You know, I don't know. Before we get to the Sweet 16, one thing about contests this week, there are a lot of contests that I love the structure, but unfortunately the big dollar ones, I think it's the $5 this week, the $55, I don't know if it's a $5.55 or what up there. I mean, they're very top heavy. So be conscious of that. A lot of them are 33% to first, stuff like that. Kind of a turnoff on that, but there are some other contests that have pretty solid. I think the $200 single entry is much flatter than normal, and even down lower in the lower end. So pay attention to that. Make sure you're playing smart. You know, you can go broke playing those, you know, when it's 50,000 to first and it's 150,000 pot total. You know, your odds of returning good money in there, building that bankroll, is tough. And I know you got bankroll going to college football, NASCAR, NFL. So NFL or PGA, I think we have some leverage. I do think it'll be covered more than it's ever been covered, but, you know, be smart with your contest, because I think that'll be a big topic of discussion as well. So Sweet 16, same format, no issues there. I've had a lot of good feedback on it, switching to that. I'll do my top 5 that pop in 2 long shots, and then we'll basically call it a day. No one and done until we get back in the spring. Well, I guess January. 9K and above, I mean, Rom most likely will be the highest owned, deservedly so. not 100% sure why he's playing this. Obviously, he's not a part of the Ryder Cup. Maybe because he's missed a few times with COVID. He's just ready to play. Again, it could be one of those deals where he goes, hey, I can go play that. If I win it, I mean, a great start to my FedEx year and all that kind of stuff. He's coming in great form, a third, a ninth, and a second. He's number two in my stats, two in course fit, top 25 in the bent putting model for me. I mean, it's just the only reason why you don't play in this league and everything I just talked about is ownership. If you think you want to get different than that, you know, if he's going to be 30% owned, you know, maybe just get level to the field. You know, I hadn't done deep dive to see if there's any kind of sponsorship tie, making a play or anything like that. But I don't think he's the type of guy that just kind of plays the play. You know, he does well in California. So it's hard not to say Rom. My second one is Munoz. I like him, 9,200. He has a 33rd here and a missed cut. Coming in pretty good form. A 29th, a 21st, and another 29th. 3 weeks leading in. He didn't make the tour champ, though. Just missed it. I guess a BMW. Yeah, 29th wouldn't have been that bad. I've been about middle of the field there. 70 in that one. 16th in my stat model. 34th in bent green putting. End of the year pretty good. You know, solid. So I like him, 9,200. I'll go to Willie Z. this is probably more of a gut feel per se. His stats aren't just popping. You know, he had that little part. I mean, he had a great run in the majors, good part of the middle of the season. Then he had that run where, you know, went down a little bit. He couldn't play in the Tour Championship because he couldn't make the FedEx Cup because of the weird rule. He's now, you know, obviously a member, so he'll have full run at the FedEx this year. You know, the 10-5 may put a little few people off of him. I like him. I mean, in this kind of field, I think he's top four talent, you know, and with a good ceiling. Rom's number one. You know, Matsu's right there. Webb, definitely. I mean, Nau can spike and definitely do well. I think Willie Z may be more consistent. I'm not super high on the 9K, so that's why I'm looking to see who you guys like. But I'll go to him. I mean, there's not going to be much to take me off of him. Always comes down to the putter right now. We'll see how that works out for him. Little concerned that he didn't get to play, you know, that 3 weeks, but there's a lot of these guys that didn't either, but they were playing over in Korn Ferry. So, at that price, there's some concern there, but not a whole lot. HV3, I put him as a bubble boy because, we'll see how popular he gets. You know, when you first see 9,100, I think some people go, "Oh, that's a lot to pay." Then you look at the field and you're like, I kind of get it. Since 2016, five straight made cuts, a 15th, a 59th, a 14th, a 17th, and a 29th. Ended the season strong. Was one of those guys that was kind of outside looking in going into the FedEx run and got got a 57th at Wyndham. Then he got an 11th at the Northern Trust to get him into the BMW. Got a 12th there, but just missed making the final. So strong in the season. We know he wants to make a run this year. This would be a great way for him to start. Likes this course, plays it well. Probably one only bubble boy deal would be, does he get steamed up because of the, you know, kind of a little bit of the strong course history? I don't think he will too much, but that's why I put him on the bubble boy. 8K range. Mito probably be super chalky, deservingly so. 8,000. Dollars stats, he's fourth, recent form he's third. Then you go look at the how he ended the Korn Ferry to get up on the PGA, the 3-win rule, played tremendous there. It just keeps rolling. You know, he was on, I think I listed him on the Cup with Cup yesterday as an early bet that I liked. So that ownership, again, we talked about earlier, it's gonna be the only thing that would keep you off of him, right? Everything points to him playing well this week. Charlie Hoffman, 8,800. Not tremendous results here. A miscut in a 56th. Did finish pretty strong after he dipped a little bit in the middle of the season. 21st at the Northern Trust, 38th at the BMW. He's fifth in my stats, 8th in recent form. You know, I like Hoffman in general. Could be a popular name just how he is, but he's third in the overall model, so I like him in the 8K range. Taylor Gooch is 10th. He's one of the guys I talked about earlier I think I talked about it yesterday on the pod, that kind of like him this season. I think, you know, kind of like a Sam Burns type, you know, could he escalate his game this year and get up to that level? I think he has the potential. Former Oklahoma State boy, has played this three times, a 54th, a 56th, and a missed cut. So nothing crazy there, but no, I mean, he made two cuts. 8K is not horrible price. Made it all the way to the BMW Championship, then just missed out on the Tour Championship. Really strong season, though. Came a long way, and if he can continue that momentum, he's 11th in the stat model for me. I like him at 8,000. Could be a pivot off of Mito, too. They're both 8,000 bucks. Then McNealy is my bubble boy. Really just, you know, at times relies on the putter, but as he kind of turned around his complete game a little bit, where it balanced out. He's 45th in stats, 9th in recent form, so he's coming in with pretty good form. He's played this four straight years, a 52nd, a 63rd, a 52nd. Then he did miss the cut last year. So I think he's the bubble boy because nothing stands out big. But, you know, looking at the whole picture, and he'll probably be, maybe he gets talked about. I don't think so. If, you know, kind of running models and stuff, he won't stick out too much. His ball striking is great, though. He's 14th in the field, 26th in birdie or better. So some of the key things we're looking at. Par five scoring really hurts him, but he's a guy I'll have my name on, but a few red flags that keep him on the bubble boy side. 7K range. Now we start getting into a few of the Korn Ferry guys. One of them I know will be popular. One of them, maybe as people research, popular one will be Pendrith. Some models he'll come out number one, very limited size though. Number one in ball striking, number one in par five, two in birdie or better. He is second on bent green putting. Extremely small size there, so don't put all in there. But finished great on the Korn Ferry. Had 4 seconds on the year. He made 12 straight cuts to end the season. But again, only 7,400. I think he'll be one of the guys that is talked about a lot, so we'll have to watch potential. Do we fade that this week and let people, you know, run him up the ownership ladder? Next is Smalley, and we've actually played him at the Wyndham. He was way cheap there. Like him a lot coming out of college. He finished 29th at the Wyndham. Limited size for him, but he's 9th in the stat model. 7K is a great price. I did mention him on the betting deal, 125-1, I think, yesterday when I did my early stuff. If you don't know, on the Mondays, I'm going to do an early preview for NFL, that new lines for the NFL and early look at the PGA. A few guys that pop out to me if you want to try to jump on some bets before they move. Next for me is Hudson Swafford, 7,200, old veteran these days. Played here 3 years, oddly, every other year. Made the cut all three times, didn't do much in it. Coming in some of his best form, though, a 37th and 11th and a 17th. He's 7th in the stat model, a little bit above mid-pack, bent putting, 5th in good approach, 12th in ball striking, 18th in par 5, 28th in birdie or better. So all solid stats for him at 7,200. I like him a lot. And then another Korn Ferry guy, this one may or may not get talked up a little bit. I think the guys that'll grab everybody, most of these guys are down in the 6Ks, but you get, you know, Pendrith, Smalley, and then Taylor Moore. He's a bubble boy. I like him. Only reason he's bubble boy is because I think he may be one of the guys that gets talked up outside of Pendrith. His last seven tournaments on the Korn Ferry was a 5th, a 7th, a 1st, a 2nd, a miscut, a 10th, and a 10th. So coming in some pretty good form, you know, played all the way to the finals. So definitely like him at 7,700. You know, he is the highest price. So that may catch some people's eyes. They go, man, who's this Taylor Moore guy? You go look at his results. Looks good. So I have a little pause there to think, will he get super talked up or owned? Not sure. But I do like him a lot this week if we can avoid the steaming. 6K, I like Cameron Piercy. Let me find him real quick. I'll scroll down because I got these Korn Ferry guys on my rankings. A little different because I don't have anything in. There we go. 6,800 bucks. A 7th and a 23rd here. So I love the course history for him. Not the best bent putter, but obviously he's played well here. 14th in stats, 12th overall for me. A 37th at the Wyndham. He didn't make the championship, FedEx Championships, but 68, I think some high upside there. Great history here. Seems to like the course. Like Piercy. Bo Hogue, a guy that many have played several times throughout the year, a grinder. He's played last 2 years here, a 44th and a 29th. A miscut at the Wyndham, didn't make the FedEx Championship. 28th on stats. We got a little bit more data from him, so I kind of trust that and like that. I like the $6,800 price as well. It could be a good top 20 type bet. You know, he's farting around 175, 200 to 1 in the betting market. So Bo Hogue's a name. Keep an eye on Lipsky. A lot of guys know him from the Euro Tour. He'll be talked up some. you know, getting his, he's technically will be a rookie this year, as I mentioned above. A little less stats, but he does have some. 45th overall, 24th in recent form. He's third on the bent putting stats, ninth in birdie or better, 32nd in par five. So I like all that with him. 6,700 is a good price. These guys you can fill in, especially if you're going to go heavy on Rahm. These are the kind of guys we want to look at. And then maybe one that won't get talked as much, Joshua Creel. He's actually from just north here, UCO, Edmond, Oklahoma. Know a little bit about him, followed him some. I think he's could have a good season. He's $6,700. So, you know, guys may want to, you know, pay down. I mean, I know him. Smotherman's going to be somewhat popular at 63. I think Nick Hardy will be somewhat popular. You know, so this is a guy that this is a Korn Ferry guy we may not get a lot of run on. That we can take advantage of at $6,700. Fade of the week for me, again, I change this because ownership projections so early right now. I just go off a guy that taking it all in that I don't think I'll get to, and it's Siwoo at $9,300. Okay here. He's made the cut two straight years, a 49th and a 44th. Struggles on bent. He finished in typical Siwoo fashion, you know, yo-yo finish, a second, a miscut, then a 29th, which is mid-pack at BMW, 49th in stats, 103rd in ball striking for me, but 16th in DK scoring, 63rd in birdie or better. So those two, the birdie or better and ball striking, kind of concern me a little bit, but we know you can turn it on and get going. So, you know, just right now, you know, this will be an industry feel. If he's not talked about much, I certainly don't mind him, but everything I'm looking at and kind of looking up at the top guys that people could play, I think he's a name people will know. He's just a guy I want to kind of be off of. Sleeper of the week. I don't know if he falls in this category by the time we get to tomorrow afternoon. We've played him a bunch already. I'm not going to jump off of him, and it's Thigali. Love the kid. Played him many times throughout the season. A 14th here last year, you know, which is really awesome. And I think that was right after he finished college. I don't know. I can't remember with that whole COVID year how he did that, but a good start, you know, to his young career there. 17th in bent green putting. Ball striking can be a lot better. He has limited stats as well, but 13th in par five DK and, you know, 42nd at birdie or better. So $7,400. I think people may go like to Pendrith. I think Thigali may be a good pivot there. You know, it could be a good sleeper if people are just going to, you know, pound Pendrith and stuff. Gut feel plays. Patton Kizzire got him fifth in the overall model. A second in 2016, like I mentioned. Then he's missed three straight cuts. So I don't think his course fit will prop out to too many, but he's eighth in my stat model. I've been riding him for, you know, months now to end the season. Most of the time has done well. He did miss the cut at the Wyndham, 56th at the Northern Trust, 34th at the BMW. Love the price for him, especially in this field. You know, he's flashed here, you know, so maybe you can get some good feels there. Definitely like him, $7,500. Next gut feel play, Harry Higgs. Mentioned him on the betting yesterday. End of the season, great. A second here last year, a 23rd the year before, a 15th, a 16th, and a 38th to end his season. Just missed out on the tour championship. I think he was one of the guys that was on the bubble to get in that final 30. Either way, he came a long way in the year, kind of like a Burns. Not quite that, didn't get a, you know, W or anything, but definitely like some Harry Higgs, $7,600. Chez Reavie, old veteran in this group, 35th in the model. Solid history here, so he may get talked up because of that. A 22nd, a 13th, a 33rd, a 33rd, and a third. The last 5 years, he's 7th overall in course fit for me. A 31st at the Northern Trust before missing out on the BMW and Tour Championship. Was peaking there a little bit. I'm not a big Reavie guy, and most of the time he gets talked up a lot. And so, but this week, I don't know if he will at 8,500. And if we can get a low-owned Reavie, solid course history, likes it a lot. He's one of those guys that wants to take advantage of this fall swing and bank some FedEx Cup points. I like Reavie a lot, 8,500. Then last gut feel play before I give you a quote-unquote bubble boy. Just new this week just because. But Chesson Hadley, I like him a lot this week. $7,000 right there in that cheap zone. A third, a miscut, a 23rd, and a 14th the last 4 years here. So pretty solid course history. A 15th at Wyndham, then he missed the cut at Northern Trust, that kind of comes with his territory. You know, he can have some up and down weeks. 9th in course fit, 33rd in bent, Stats are all just okay in the 30 to 50 range on rankings. Nothing's going to stick out there, but at 7,000, especially surrounded by some of these new Corn Ferry darlings, he may be a guy to plug in and not get a lot of ownership there. Then the last one, gut feel, which I think he probably will get talked up, is Chad Ramey. I think he is 7,000 as well. Yes, he's 7,000. I can see a lot of people going like him over Hadley. But maybe they don't. You know, I don't know. You know, last year we didn't have this, and then 2 years ago it was a totally different industry. So we'll see how that rolls out this week. But 20 straight made cuts, 11 top 10s in a season over at the Cord Ferry, coming in with tremendous consistency and good form. Like him a lot at 7K. So that kind of wraps up all that. There's lots to digest. We're doing some deep dive today, and then do a little bit more talking later on this afternoon on Cup with Gup. Top five that pop in two long shots provided by Monkey Knife Fight, like I mentioned above. Use GUPS, G-U-P-S, 100% match up to $100. I will have my favorite plays, probably give you two or three on tomorrow's podcast. If you want to go get signed up and then play those with your free money, we'll get going with that. Bobby will probably have some college football. I may as well. Definitely will have some NFL. So lots of ways to make money over on Monkey Knife Fight. Top five to pop to me, Mito at 50-1, Gooch 66, Thigali 80, Willie Z at 25, Higgs at 80, two long shots, Pendrith at 100, and Smalley at 125. I do think there's so much win equity at between Rom, even Matsu, Webb. Webb hadn't played here in a while, but he got a 17th. Matsu doesn't have the best history. Well, he just has a missed cut. So, I mean, just played once. And then Nall. I mean, Nall's a guy that I'll have to kind of see if he's going to be coming in tremendous form. Second, 8th, 17th, 3rd. A lot of it in the short game. A lot of it in the short game. You know, and he's got, okay, here, 7th to 37th in the missed cut. But there's so many, you know, talented guys there that it's hard to go have a big card this week. I'll probably be looking more into can we take advantage of some matchups? Can we take advantage of maybe a potential top 20s, top 5s? I definitely have a few outright bets, but man, if Rom shows up and he keeps that form he has coming on, I don't see many being able to challenge with him in this tournament. So you don't want to get overloaded here as we get rolling back into the swing of things. But those are the guys that stick out to me. I'll have my final bets. And I'll have my first look bets here a little bit this afternoon, then final card tomorrow as usual for the premium members. No one and done until we get back into the Tournament of Champions, I think. No, I think Josh always starts it with the Sony Open Carbon Contest, at Carbon Contest, if you want to go check out all the stuff he's got rolling. I think he's about to roll out some NBA and NHL stuff. I think Moose is the one that Mayo ran last year. They're doing a little mini Fall Swing only. $5,000, small field. So if you have an itch to play some of that, you can go check out that Fantasy Golf Championships, and there's a link on his website as well. If you want to play some one and done, I will not be playing one and done until we get to the tournament or to the Sony Open in the spring. Unsure of the listener league, you know, so everybody's focused on NFL. I want to make sure that thing gets a lot of, I want to build that up as the year goes along. I may just start the listener league in the spring with either the Tournament of Champions or the Sony Open as well, when we have all the contests kind of getting back, people getting the flow of things. But I'll look into that, talk to DK, see if we can get going there. Definitely have a nice football one. You know, we shot kind of high last week, came up a tad short, but I think several did. But let's get that full. We fill that up, we can get that thing, you know, rolling. That they'll go big on NFL if we fill it up. I'll include it in the link here just because, but you can always find it in any of the pods, NFL pods and stuff like that. It's in yesterday's pods link. If you want to jump in there, it's 300 entries this week, 3 max, 500 to first. I'd love to get it jumped up to 500 quick. If we can get this thing full sooner in the week, we can make a push for that. Don't forget, Smash gets you 15% off right now on us. Free trial included, 7-day risk-free. Green Machine Lineup Optimizer, college football, NFL, PGA, NASCAR, UFC, Stackability, all kinds of options, especially college football. I'd put our optimizer in college football out against anybody's. Come check it all out. Get 7 days. If you don't like it, just quit. You never get charged. No big deal. That smash gets you 15% off. I will see you guys later for the Cup with Gup. Have a blessed afternoon. Thanks.